In the world of construction, ensuring the quality and durability of materials is paramount to the success and safety of any project. From the initial stages of planning to the final touches, construction material testing plays a crucial role in verifying the suitability and strength of various materials. In this guide, we'll delve into the importance of construction material testing and explore 30 essential tests that ensure the integrity of construction materials. Importance of construction material testing. Construction material testing is conducted throughout the entire life cycle of a project, starting from the pre-construction phase to post-construction evaluations. The primary objectives of these tests include 1. Verification of material suitability. Before commencing construction, materials undergo rigorous testing to ensure they meet the required standards and specifications. This step helps prevent potential failures and ensures the longevity of the structure. 2. Quality assurance. Testing during construction ensures that materials used meet the specified quality standards and perform as expected under various conditions. 3. Safety assurance. By assessing the strength and durability of materials, construction material testing helps mitigate safety risks associated with structural failures or deficiencies. The most common construction material tests. 1. Sieve analysis. This test is used to determine the particle size distribution of fine and coarse aggregates, essential for ensuring proper concrete mix proportions. 2. Hydrometer analysis. Similar to sieve analysis, this test determines the particle size distribution of fine-grained soils. 3. Moisture content determination. Measures the amount of water present in soil or aggregate samples, crucial for determining compaction and strength characteristics. 4. Atterberg limits, LL, PL, SL. These tests assess the consistency and plasticity of cohesive soils, aiding in classification and engineering design. 5. Specific gravity. Determines the density of materials relative to the density of water, important for assessing the suitability of aggregates and asphalt mixtures. 6. Bulk density, unit weight. Measures the density of soil or aggregate in its natural state or compacted condition, crucial for pavement design and stability analysis. 7. Swell index test. Evaluates the potential volume change of expansive soils when subjected to changes in moisture content. 8. Proctor compaction, standard, MOD. Determines the optimum moisture content and maximum dry density of soils for compaction purposes. 9. CBR test. Measures the strength of subgrade, subbase, and base coarse materials for pavement design. 10. Permeability test, constant head/falling head. Assesses the rate at which water can flow through soil or rock, crucial for drainage design and groundwater control. 11. Lucian test. Determines the permeability of rock mass by measuring the flow of water into a borehole U and air pressure. 12. Organic content of soil. Identifies the presence of organic matter in soil, which can affect soil properties and stability. 13. Unconsolidated undrained triaxial compression test. Measures the shear strength of cohesive soils under undrained conditions. 14. Unconfined compression test. Determines the compressive strength of cohesive soils or weak rocks. 15. Field CBR test. Provides an in situ evaluation of the strength of subgrade and base coarse materials. 16. Consolidation test. Evaluates the settlement characteristics of cohesive soils under load. 17. Aggregate crushing value, ACV. Measures the resistance of aggregates to crushing under a gradually applied compressive load. 18. 10% fines value of aggregates. Determines the load required to produce 10% fines from aggregates, indicative of their toughness and abrasion resistance. 19. Aggregate impact value, AIV. measures the resistance of aggregates to sudden impacts or shocks. 20. Los Angeles Abrasion Value, LAAV, assesses the abrasion resistance of aggregates subjected to abrasion and impact in a rotating steel drum. 21. Specific gravity of aggregates determines the density of aggregates relative to the density of water. 22. Water absorption of aggregates measures the porosity of aggregates and their ability to absorb water. 23. Flakiness index evaluates the shape and angularity of aggregate particles. 24. Elongation index assesses the elongated and flatness properties of aggregate particles. 25. Field density test determines the in situ density of soil or pavement materials. 26. Unconfined compression test of rock measures the compressive strength of intact rock specimens. 27. Point load strength index of rocks provides a rapid assessment of rock strength based on point load test results. 28. Non-destructive hammer test on concrete estimates the compressive strength of concrete by measuring the rebound of a hammer. 29. Compressive strength tests on concrete cubes/paving blocks/hollow blocks determines the compressive strength of concrete specimens cast in various forms. 30. Compressive strength test of clay bricks measures the compressive strength of clay bricks, essential for assessing their structural integrity. In conclusion, construction material testing is a vital aspect of ensuring the quality, durability, and safety of construction projects. By conducting these tests diligently and adhering to established standards and procedures, engineers and construction professionals can mitigate risks, enhance performance, and deliver successful outcomes. Whether it's testing aggregates, soils, or structural elements, investing in thorough material testing ultimately pays dividends in the form of reliable and long-lasting infrastructure. NB, credit for the inspiration of this blog goes to Akaturira B. Henry.